The, yeah. That the that two-thirds of the market for chemical products lies outside the United States, and we have to access and be a party and serve those customers there. And there are a lot of bright people that live outside the United States, and we want to access them and so forth. That the creation of wealth and economic progress for nations and for companies and for individuals is tied in to our ability to create new products that serve the markets more economically, more advantageously, more efficiently, with lower consumptions of energy and materials, and we have to drive our businesses and invest there. We must invest for the long term, that you cannot optimize your business on three-year cycles. You're making chemical investments for 15 years. You're making technology bets for 15 years. You're not going to be right on every one. You got to have lots of horses in the race. Some will win. Some will fail. Some will break even. And so you've got to have lots of bets out there. And I think that I think the chemical industry is in relatively good shape on these philosophies, but I think they're the things that have kind of come together: people, products, processes, markets, and that we have a collective accountability to all of those stakeholders, to the communities in which we operate, to the employees in the companies, to the shareholders who invest, to the customers, and to the nation as a whole. And it's balancing those forces and doing it in a responsible way that will cause, I think, the American chemical industry to become and continue to be one of the great industries in the world. I think we've got it right. And I think that the attitudes amongst the leaders of the chemical industry is that we do have a collective accountability. We don't want to have happen to us what happened to the nuclear industry, mm-hmm. where they did not do a good job of communicating the risk benefits and the enormous investments they were making in safety. And that industry lost its constituency, and they're out of business. And it could happen if we did not adequately share that sense of responsibility to the publics we're in. But we're over that. Bhopal was a lesson, and you can point fingers to somebody else, but we are the stewards of a healthy environment, and it's the burden, lies on us. Mm-hmm. And we're finding that it's not a zero-sum cost, that by being better stewards, we can find more efficient ways of doing things. It always is. And that some of the paragons of cost are really not so bad, that we can put in environmental systems that save money. Air Products is making a good business out of its environmental systems business, where we take trash and recycle it and create electricity out of it, where we take sulfur out of the air and make gypsum for wall boards, for housing. And so there's an infinite number of positive sides by being good stewards and being concerned about the environment. It's not just being goody-goody, it's good business as well. And then I think our people feel better about it. People are not asked to make a trade-off between safety and environment and bottom line and customer service. That you got to do all of those things. To hit a home run, you got to touch all the bases. You just can't touch first base and third. You got to do them all. And we're doing that. I think we're doing it in our own company, but I think I see the industry doing that, and so I'm very proud of the response. And I've seen a real step change in attitude from absolute resistance, the government doesn't understand us and they don't know us, to a recognition that we have a responsibility to communicate what we're doing, how we're doing it, and if the customer doesn't understand it, it's not his fault, it's our fault. We haven't done a good enough job of communicating. to that customer. So that's
now, after Silent Spring, the industry stonewalled for some time.
Exactly. And I was at in some of those meetings. And Air Products never really had the problem because we're pristine. We take air and clean it up and make it better than it was. So, but and honestly, we didn't have the database. We did not know the impact that chemicals were having on an environment, on human health. We were the VCM problem and the melanoma cancers, the effect of lung smoking. These were things 40 years ago we had not. Some companies had done some, you know, epidemiology studies that had shown correlations, but nothing, you didn't know that you hadn't isolated to a few substances. But that's yesterday. We're running with the ball. You know, DuPont shut down their Freon operation. They finally agreed that there was a direct correlation between ozone dissipation and the emission of Freons to the atmosphere. Air Products has got a whole bunch of new water-based systems for blowing foams that don't require Freons anymore. We use liquid nitrogen for freezing food. And you don't have to use Freon. It's a little more expensive, but we're driving that cost down too. So, you know, once the facts are sought out and once they are studied, there are a lot of things you can do to be responsive to the general concern. The problem the environmentalists had is they weren't scientists, and they worked on emotion. But they had a good sense too. I mean, I think that we all recognize today that we live in a small blue dot in the cosmos, and that we have a collective responsibility to keep that blue dot, you know, shining as a bright light on the hillside. And
I think on that note, then, I will close, and I thank you very much for spending this time with me this morning.
Pleasure. I think what you're doing is good work. I think the chemical industry has a good story to tell today. It does not have anything to be embarrassed about. It's progressive. It's forward-looking. It's creating wealth for the world, really, because through the products in medicine and polymers, in environmental systems, we're making a difference, and I'm proud to, you know, have been a part of that process.
Okay, well, thank you again very much,
Jim. Well, thanks for coming and seeing us. Where
pleasure.
Are you going from here? And